The fiber arts are trending. There have been many workshops and festivals and exhibitions across northern Minnesota these last couple of months. And now fiber artists in the area are getting ready for the first Pine to Prairie Fiber Arts Trail weekend. Jenny Wilder is the founder of the Midwest Fiber Arts Trail, the organization behind the Fiber Arts Trail weekend. She's here in the KBXE studio along with Eve Sumsky, an area basket weaver, whose studio will be one of the stopping points on the studio tour. Jenny, Eve, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jenny, tell us exactly what is a Fiber Arts Trail?
Well, the Midwest Fiber Arts Trails are local groups of individuals, business owners, and organizations who share the love of fiber and textiles. Our group objective is to create awareness of the community, engage that audience, and grow creative and economic benefit for its members. We successfully launched the first Fiber Arts Trail in Cedarburg, Wisconsin last year. And the Midwest Fiber Arts Trails explore the Midwest-rich textile community through the promotion of fiber arts activities and cultural tourism.
And how did you decide to hold this Pine to Prairie Arts Trail in northern Minnesota?
Well, I met a couple of gals who are knotting artists a few years ago, and we just started talking about everything that's going on up here. And then they introduced me to more people and more people, and it just turned out that this is a very vibrant community of fiber arts and textiles, from the traditional arts of Native Americans all the way through to contemporary fiber arts.
Is this the first fiber arts trail to be held in Minnesota?
This is the very first one, and I'm really, really excited about it.
Great. And what towns will this cover?
This will be primarily in the Bemidji area and stretching all the way up to Ten Strike. And we do have and then out west to Fauston, and we do have a fiber artist who is going to be on the trail for the weekend up in Fauston, but he actually is in Osage. So I would say Osage to Bemidji to Ten Strike and then Fauston area.
Right. So it clearly, on map-wise, it kind of made sense to kind of start a trail. It's going to run from the west of Bemidji, Fauston area, and you can just kind of follow that east or vice versa.
Absolutely. Right. There's a lot happening in Bemidji, and you can head up to Ten Strike, and then there's a couple of fiber artists who have joined together for the weekend, and they're in Debs, and then we have people in Solway, and then in Wilton, and right along Highway 2, and then up to Fauston. And then also there's there's a shop that is located just south of Bemidji on Hubbard County Road 9, too.
Okay. And Eve, you can jump in on this too. I did go to the Pine and Prairie website, which is a great website. It's got so much information there. And you can see a lot of the artwork already, which is great. And a lot of it is really beautiful and decorative creations, but it looks like the fiber arts can have a practical application as well.
Well, in basketry, and one of the reasons I got into basketry is they can be very useful. You know, it's fun to create things that are beautiful and nice to look at, but also can be used.
And so what other creations do you think would fall under that as far as practical? I saw little figures or soap.
Soaps, there's other types of baskets, fabric baskets. There are quilts, and then there's also blanket weaving, too. Carrie Jessen does a huge, I'm going to say, Voyager-style blanket weaving. So there's a lot of functional aspects to fiber and textiles, but there's also a lot of decorative aspects to it, too.
And threads, we have a couple knotters in our group who are creating jewelry and small pieces.
And knotters is the term for?
Macrame.
And cannandole knotting is also included in that, but using very small fibers and creating small pieces.
And earlier we were talking about exactly what the fiber arts covers, and you're saying it's anything from like paper to...
It's the common things that you might think of in terms of quilting, knitting, crochet, embroidery, cross stitch, all the way through paper, and even it could include polymer clay as far as that goes. So it covers a wide variety. Basketry is included in that because of the natural plant fibers that are used to make the baskets.
Right. I'm talking with Jenny Wilder and Eve Sumsky. They are involved in the upcoming Pine to Prairie Fiber Arts Trail weekend coming up April 8th through the 10th in the Bemidji area. Eve, what will participants get to see and do when they stop at your studio?
Well, my studio is actually in my home, but it is where I create my baskets and where I work, so I'm happy to invite people to come and see. I will have, of course, pieces that are finished on view and for sale, but I'll also be weaving and working on a basket when they are there. They can see how I work and the materials I use. And I'm also going to set up a couple of baskets. I'll start them. And then people can come in and choose materials and try weaving themselves. I'll help them work on, I'll have a couple different baskets going that they can help, you know, weave pieces in and see what it's like to do basket weaving.
For someone who hasn't done this before, is that going to be an easy technique to pick up?
I think so. I think I can help you. We'll do some simple over-under type weavings, but it'll be fun, I think, for people to try and see what's involved with basket weaving.
And then they get a takeaway, too, with that.
There'll be large pieces that will stay.
Okay.
And then I was thinking what I would do with these pieces is, after the weekend is over, I'll finish them, and once they're sold, I'd like to donate that money.
Right.
And so I'll be looking for suggestions from people that over the weekend who are working on
Great.
It.
Great. Jenny, besides the studio tour, what other events are scheduled for this weekend?
Oh, we're very, very excited, and I'm glad you asked. We have two wonderful events in amongst everything else. The first one is Kate Anderson, and she is a nationally known textile artist who's exhibited all over the United States within the last 25 years. And she is coming up and doing our kickoff, if you were. Her talk is called How Knotting Rewove My Life. And she'll be talking at the Northwest Minnesota Foundation. And her talk starts at 7 o'clock on Friday, April 8th. We have an artist reception and Pine de Prairie Trail members exhibit also starting at 5 o'clock on Friday, April 8th. And then we're very excited to also be able to showcase the Native American dance exhibition, and it is put on by Dennis Williams and Dana Goodwin and their daughters. And that will also be at the Northwest Minnesota Foundation. And it starts at 6:30 with a grand entry at 7 o'clock, and the seating is limited, so I'd get there early. And that is on Saturday, April 9th, starting at 6:30.
So it sounds like along with this studio tour, there's just going to be a lot of really interesting things happening in town as well. I think so.
And it does complement it, and it really showcases the rich heritage that textiles have played in the Bemidji area.
Right. So we've had other fiber arts events locally in the past month or two. And why do you think fiber arts are so popular now? And Eve or Jenny, you can chime in on this.
Well, I would just say that it is easy. There's a low barrier for entry, so it's easy to get started. And I think people really like making things with their hands.
I'd have to agree with that. There's just something satisfying about creating things yourself. And I think in the history of textile arts and fiber arts, it goes, you know, back to when people had to make everything and you couldn't run down to the local department store to pick up your pillowcases. So you made your pillowcases and then you had some fun creating them in a beautiful way and stitching on them and that. And so, weaving blankets, creating containers, it all came from the need of those items. And now we do it more so, I think, just for fun.
Right, right. Well, it sounds like there's going to be a lot going on that weekend. Jennifer, Eve, thank you so much for stopping by. That's Jennifer Wilder of the Midwest Fiber Arts Trail and area basket weaver Eve Sumsky. They're part of the upcoming Pine de Prairie Fiber Arts Trail Weekend, April 8th through the 10th. More information can be found on the Pine de Prairie Fiber Arts Trail Facebook page or by calling Northern Community Radio 800-662-5799. This conversation has been a part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.